just too bad that money is so
scarce.
And that's because so many bills are
due.
And if you're a member of an organization, you don't want to forget to pay your
dues.
You get into some kind of financial difficulty, one thing you'd like to avoid if you can is having to
make a loan.
Or another way,
take a loan.
Right. You might say I have to go to the bank and
borrow some money.
Now, if you've had a good snow, and or a child, your son maybe, take the sled out and come down on the thing on his stomach. Do you remember any expression for that?
Belly. I'm sorry to say belly buster. Belly busting, I think.
Yes, sure. Now, how about turning over a child?
Somersault.
And a child that can hardly stay out of a tree. You'd say
tomboy.
Tomboy.
It's a girl.
Yes, right. And yesterday he
climbed the tree.
And he went swimming. You said that you say he enjoyed the water. When we got there, he
swam.
And swam across the stream there. And he got up on the board and
dived in.
Right in.
Dived right in for dove.
And if you say you might have enjoyed climbing around when you were a child. You say, when I was a child, I very often...
I climbed everything.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. That's right. If you get a little tired, you say, well, I think I'll go in and
rest a while.
Or if you
take a nap.
Okay. And if you did have a nap and seemed as though you kept right on in some kind of reality, you say, last night I...
Oh, dreamed a lot.
And for some reason or another, I... to say that I got up at 5 o'clock, for some reason or other, yesterday I...
was tired all day.
I was thinking of it the other way. For some reason or other you
couldn't sleep.
Uh-huh. And so you
got up early.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You ever say anything besides got up early? The general thing of
I don't believe we just get up early.
Uh-huh.
We got up early. We get up early. We get up at 5:30 every morning.
Because of the drive, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now the child that gets angry might
stamp his foot.
And a very young baby
crawls.
Begins to crawl. A baby crawls. Okay. Now, here's an expression that a young man might use. He's been out with a girl and sees a girl, say, at a particular place, a dance or something, and expresses an interest in that person after the affair is over and says, may I
see you again?
Or with regard to home, may I
may I take you home?